All right. We still here.
We're still here.
And we got lots of kids that want to talk to us.
Yeah, they're lining up behind the table.
They're joking. Like, two of them sit down. So who do we have today? Let's start right here.
Gavin Gibson.
All right, and where do you shoot?
Jackson County Archery.
And what class do you shoot?
Youth Open.
Youth Open, male, of course,
yes, sir.
Right? And then, well, I would say pins.
But my name is Cameron Tweed.
And, Cameron Tweed.
I shoot with Refuge Archery.
Refuge Archery. What class?
Young Adult Open.
Open. What did you, what'd you say?
Young Adult Open.
I misheard that because I've watched you shoot for like 4 years or something like that, and you shot pins. Did you shoot open?
Yes, I did.
And then I saw you in Lancaster shooting open.
Yep.
It was just shocked me because he's been shooting pins. I've watched him shoot pins, and I watched him like dominate that class. Like in,
absolutely.
You know, really.
What made you change?
I feel like I needed to go up to the higher level in that, so I wanted to have a little bit of competition and all that.
So you was just smacking everybody down there in pins, so
yeah.
You had to give them a break, let them boys have
Yeah, I wanted to give them a chance this year.
Okay. Confidence right there.
Hey, he walked in here with confidence every time. There's no doubt about it. He put on a show. There was a couple of times we had to tell him to wear the right shirt. Right?
Yeah.
And you've done that with a couple of different bows.
Yep.
You shot a couple of different model bows.
Mm-hmm.
Gavin, how long, what you been shooting?
Pins
and no pins, or you just shot open?
I shot pins for my first 2 years, bow hunter.
That's
course,
right, bow hunter.
When it was bow hunter.
That's
and
right.
Then I shot open. I started open as soon as I got my prime. I love my prime.
That's right.
Whoa,
I told you.
I
knew it was going to tickle your fancy, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Which prime are you shooting?
I am shooting a Prime 1.
The older one.
But I've had it for 4 years now. And then I shoot for my hunting bow, I shoot a Prime Nexus. And I love Prime Nexus 2. I love that bow. But they're really good company.
Yeah,
I like that.
They are good company.
Yes, I've been shooting them now for 2019, something like that. And
hold on 1 second. I got somebody's taking pictures, so she's trying to find something.
Y'all bear with him. We had to pause. Oh, okay, all right. So he wants us to keep talking.
All right.
I thought he paused the whole thing. I was sitting here pausing myself.
Oh.
So you shoot the older target bow. Have you tried any of the CT series?
I've found something that worked for me.
And you stuck with it?
And I've stuck with it, but I'm really hoping, my mama told me actually that if I win outdoor,
yep,
I get a new bow.
100% the thing. He come in here and he tries to figure out which one he wanted because he said he's winning outdoor.
I'm confident I'm going to try.
Yep. So the outdoor state tournament,
yes,
if you win it, you're getting a new prime, I presume.
I'm going to go with prime.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And that's what we've been looking at, different things. And I told him I've been trying to talk to the boys up there to make a true tournament bow again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Well, I mean, what's your draw length, Gavin?
Right now I'm pulling, think it's right at 31.
Inches of draw length?
Inches.
Yes. That boy's got arms like, spread them out. Look at that.
They're really
how
long.
How tall are you?
I am about 6'1", I think.
And how old are you?
I am 14.
There you
sir.
Go. That's the other
okay,
side
then.
Of that. He could shoot the 9 with no problem.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
for sure.
But I've been trying to tell him to make another.
So you're 30, what did you say your draw length was?
31.
Right at it.
The 6, the Rev-X 6 or the RVX 6 would get there.
Yep.
That's about it.
Yep. That's
I really wish that Prime would get back into that target archery because.
And it's being talked about. We've talked about it several times.
Talked
to Matt and Nate and Mitch and Casey and Billy and those guys. The downside, and Prime's still a relatively pretty small company inside of the bow industry, and their target sales are it's much smaller than your Matthews, your Hoyts, your Elites.
Yep.
Well, I think if they got a pro that's good and
Wait. Two primes.
I know.
Lancaster. Two different winners with a prime bow.
That's the thing.
So they got right?
I think that it would advertise more if they had one and they had somebody shooting good.
Yes, and you're definitely correct. There's another side of the industry that, and I'm not going to say at your age you wouldn't understand, but I mean, there's definitely some financial commitments that they would have to make in order to be able to pull that off. And they've had, you know, a couple of Dave Cousins.
Yeah, they had Dave Cousins for a while, yep.
And Dave has been around longer than y'all have been on the earth, you know.
100%.
And so it's tough for a smaller company to be able to afford to pay someone such as a Dave or a Stefan or, you know, someone like that. Because there's not a lot of return on the investment.
Yeah.
Return on investment. It's a little bit out of y'all's brain, you know. No offense. Y'all's not quite there. But
anyway, let's get back to
what
today.
What'd you shoot today, Gavin?
I shot a 300 with 46X.
46X. All right. So how is that comparative to what you've shot in the past?
I think this is my personal best.
Oh my God.
In S3A.
Personal best.
Again. What is that?
And that's like,
I mean,
everybody we talked to today has shot personal best, right?
Well,
I shot my personal best.
Me too. I didn't miss an X at all.
I didn't miss an X. No,
me neither. So congratulations on that. I need you to send me that video, though, the one you showed me earlier. That's the most hilarious thing
in the
world.
Just link that.
Yeah,
just,
I need to see that. Yeah, you've seen it, right? So he's got a pull-through release. And when you forget to put your thumb on the pull-through button,
pow!
Oh, it was hilarious.
You didn't clean your clock,
oh,
did
he did. He almost knocked himself out.
Right.
But
Mike Dyson ain't got nothing
anyway,
on Gavin.
Anyway, so what'd you shoot today, Derek Cameron?
I shot 2 .48s. I was really close.
.248s.
Yeah.
Which is don't lie, is still your personal best in this
in open, yeah.
Open, right? Because you've been, you know, it's a little different learning.
Yeah, it's
curve.
It's a little hard. Yep. I'm still working on it.
And what bow are you shooting?
I'm shooting a Darton, one of the new ones.
Darton? One of the new ones. He said one of the new ones.
One of the new ones.
Yeah, it's just one of the new
just
ones.
Just one of the new ones.
Yep. He's shooting a Darton. So your personal best, too. I mean, really, it's your first open full-time thing. So congratulations.
There's a little bit of things I'm still working on, but I think I'll get it going again.
Yep. So how do you you've been shooting prime since the prime. You know what I'm saying? You've been shooting prime. But you have shot multiple brands. Right, mm-hmm. I think you shot a Matthews.
I shot Matthews Elite.
And then you had that.
I don't know what that other bow was.
Oh,
called.
I just forgot what it was.
What are you shooting now?
I'm shooting a Darton.
The new Darton.
Darton, okay, yeah, that's right.
But you shot multiple brand bows. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the bow that you have now?
It fits better in the hand, and it's not like it. I could do way better with pulling and pushing and all that.
That's right.
And I think it's a little bit faster, and it's a good hunting bow, too.
Good hunting bow. Hey, we hear that. That's a good thing. Well, see, that's what I'm asking. You know, this has turned into a bow, you know, talking to the young kids about bows.
And personal best.
I mean,
best
and it's crazy, but we talked about prime with a young man. We talked about, you know, you shot multiples, but do you think that's one of the best bows you've shot this year, you know, since you've been shooting?
I think,
So that's awesome, you know, and brands are brands. They're all nobody makes a bad bow at the top anymore. They really don't. There's not a bad bow out there at the top. And so, we joke and laugh. You know, it's always been that Ford Chevrolet thing. Me and Robbie drive Dodges, so we don't even get to play in that fight, right?
No.
So you know, it's not the Dodge versus Chevrolet thing. But you know, all in all, they all shoot good. They all do it the thing. So. What are they hollering for?
I don't know.
So they're calling somebody over
there. I think a little kid.
Oh. I just want to make sure it wasn't for us, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, because, they're giving out all the awards.
I want an award. If they call my name up for an award,
you're
I'm going to get it.
I hear
it.
You.
Yeah.
So, did y'all both shoot the second line?
Yes, sir.
So
yes,
y'all
sir.
Just finished up too, right?
Yes, sir.
So where
yes,
do you think you're sitting in your class?
I think I'm in fourth or third. Maybe.
Fourth or third. So you think you're close to the top?
Yeah, I'm close.
Got a chance.
And what about you there, Gavin?
Honestly?
Yes.
First.
First is what you think?
Yes, sir.
I hear
you. Have you heard of any other scores higher than yours?
I haven't. And the senior score was lower than mine, so.
Yep, the senior
score. I don't think it is.
So.
Well, maybe we get to see you.
We get to see you
all. With that prime.
That's
that
right.
Older prime.
Yeah,
the other day, me and him were.
I hope that happens because I'm going to take a picture and send it to somebody that's important up there.
That's right. So, y'all got anything y'all wants to add? You know, think about kids that are listening to this or parents
think,
that are listening.
Like, my dream of doing something with, like, teaching kids, like, how, like, most of these kids are, like, determined to do it and they love to do it.
Uh-huh.
And they're having a hard time with it. Like, when you see a kid, you want to help him, right?
Yep.
I've been wanting to do that since I was little. I want to always help somebody do something, achieve something, and they wanted it done. Like you helped me since when I was, like, little and taught me a little bit of things and that.
Oh, yeah, every little bit of
things. A little bit of things.
Yeah. Just a little bit of things.
A little bit of things.
Yeah, at least it wasn't nothing like the last one.
Yeah.
Robbie, you didn't do nothing.
You didn't do it. Nothing.
Yeah. All right. And, old Gavin, what do you think, man?
I just – if there's anything I can say that comes out of – shooting a bow is you need to be consistent. It doesn't matter in your practice, in your bow. You find something that works for you, you stick with it. No matter what the changes are, you need to stick with what you got.
I hear you.
And learn your equipment. 14, yes, sir.
Well, you act like you got 20 years more of age there talking with some wisdom.
I'm about to turn 16.
Yeah, and you're 16.
Wow,
that's
right.
Yeah, I'm a little guy.
That's what
I've been watching him since before I moved.
That's what midgets look like when they get grown. You know, we had the midgets earlier, right?
Yeah.
We always joke Cameron.
And I have my hat turned and everything.
Right. That's right.
And
if you kick him, I won't watch. No
problem. Yeah. He won't tell nobody, right?
Yeah, most people think, why you turn your hat around?
It's been your thing, right?
It's been my thing.
Well, I tell you what, I hope we can see both of y'all on the podium this evening after they get all their awards out. Mm-hmm. We appreciate y'all spending y'all's time here. We've enjoyed watching y'all shoot. I've watched both of y'all grow up, you know, over these years. And, you know, just continue your success in archery.
Yep.
All right. Thank y'all.
You're welcome.